come July of last year, I got COVID. I stopped going to all meetings except for the men's meeting. This was a Monday night online meeting that I committed to doing security. I did not want to let anybody get down. People pleaser. I can just lay out all of everything for you guys as I go through this. So I went to that meeting. That's the only meeting I went to. And I'm glad to say, because of service, by the end of July, I snapped out of it and started to say, okay, well, what do I need to take this seriously? And when I went to my in-person meetings and so forth, I learned more about what to do. So obviously, the one common theme across everybody in terms of the tools is sponsorship. So I decided at that moment I needed to get a sponsor. I know sometimes sponsorship is hard for everybody to find the right sponsor. And all I can say is, a man, it's very difficult. If you look at this room and every room, it's not a high percentage of men in OA. So I had gone and started to go to two virtual men's meetings. During those meetings, I would pay very close attention to the comments, primarily. Who is available to be a sponsor? Nobody. I couldn't believe it. Between the two men's meetings, there were probably 40 people that were on the call, and people just didn't have time. I got a little discouraged, but that's okay. I went to another tool, Outreach. I picked up the I call it a 5,000 pound phone. I know it changes for everybody, and it's still 5,000 pounds. But I am thankful on that day it did not weigh 5,000 pounds. And I started to call a couple of people that I have gotten to know, both in person and virtually. And I learned that there are different lists out there for many inverts, including the ones that I was attending. And in those contact lists, plug for the CMI contact list because there's a column in there, people would put down whether or not they were available to be a sponsor. And they're often outdated, so many of them have a date that they put their information in. And I started first with any names that I recognized from in-person, online meetings, etc. And then I went by who were the most recent inputs, because those lists are not updated, and I know that if somebody said they were available a year ago, they might not be available right now. So many of the names that I called were not available. But what is amazing is it truly holds true in the program. They often extended their helping hands. And I started to get references to others. And I would have phone interviews with some of them. Seek out someone who has what you want. And not just what they want, but I would have to make sure there was some kind of connection that I could start to work with them. By the end of August, I had my first sponsor meeting. I heard some horror stories about regimented sponsors. We're going to talk at 6:30. If you show up at 6:31, it's a quick conversation. Let's try again tomorrow. So I was ready, and I started to really take it seriously. I had my first sponsor for a whopping 3 days. He said he lost abstinence. At the time, I was very discouraged because I didn't believe him, frankly. But I got over that. Today, it's just part of my journey. But those 3 days shaped me. We discussed going to 90 meetings in 90 days. For those who've heard me share, I quickly changed that. I'm a math person. I can do 3 meetings a day for 30 days and check that box. So I said I was going to go to at least one meeting a day for 90 days. 90th day was the week before Thanksgiving, so I changed it to one meeting a day for at least 97 days. And I will say this, I have not missed a day yet. It's been, I'm less than a week. In my mind, I say I'm less than a week from 1 year, but I'm only a moment away from a relapse. So it's been near a year. That's how I found the CMI interview. I needed to find online meetings that fit my schedule. So that's what I did. But after he said he couldn't be my sponsor, I immediately started to go back through, and this time it was, I can't be a sponsor, here are two or three names, maybe they can sponsor me. And I called them, called them. And I just kept on calling, and then I found another sponsor. So it was a step sponsor, we started to go through the steps. I spent more time explaining why I was different. I haven't seen the 15 questions yet. So with every step, nope, that's not me. I'll tell you why it's manageable. You know, everything's there. I've got control. And in hindsight, I viewed it as a therapy session, which is also something that I found. And there was a time I came in, I would identify myself as agnostic. And I was going to leave after the first reference to God in the 12 steps. Fortunately, I didn't. And I had kind of this awakening. I said, well, maybe this higher power. And I went to talk to him about it, and he didn't want any part of it. He just wanted to focus on the steps. Because I was viewing this as a therapist, I realized this wasn't the person for me. So I went back to the drawing board. I went back to the men's meetings, and I found someone on the men's meeting who said they were available. I had my phone interview, we had a conversation, he's still my sponsor today, and the first thing he said to me was, sponsorship is temporary. Just because you have a sponsor doesn't mean they're there for the entire time, it needs to work for both of you, and sometimes you grow out of program, and that's okay. So I went back and I broke up with my sponsor. I explained to him, I usually start bottom line up front, hey, I think we need to go a different direction, and then I go into, I thank you very much, you've been tremendous, helpful, blah, blah, blah. It didn't go well. As many times you hear bad news, you hear that first sentence and you tune out the rest. So at the end, when he was talking about he wanted to fuck this person and that person, kind of rudely said, you know, in the future, just start by saying thank you very much, you know, for your help. Whatever, very nice, but I moved on. I was extremely pleased. A number of months later, I was qualifying at a local in-person meeting, and a mutual connection had told him that I was qualified, and it was great to see him show up and provide his support. So that was, you know, really meaningful. So that's how I found sponsors. I currently have two sponsees and multiple temporary sponsors. I also talk to a lot of people. Because of my success on the outside, which is very visible, as well as being a man, I seem to attract a bunch of different people to talk to me, and I love it. It helps me tremendously. Although I did recently talk to someone who said I was a fatherly figure, so that takes some getting used to, but that's fine. And my view on being a sponsor is you need to be there for the sponsee. You need to be on their terms. You need to understand what they're doing. And because of my experience, and I shared this at my morning meeting because we went through Tradition 8, we were talking about turning to a professional and therapist and so forth. I'll often find myself saying, I think that's better discussed with a therapist. I would say, you know, how does that impact your program? Or I'd say, yes, that happened to me. This is how it impacted me in terms of program. And these are the tools that I use. And, you know, so it's been a learning process. And right now, I'm definitely on both sides of that sponsor. I have difficulties on both sides. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm getting what I need. And sometimes I don't feel like I'm providing what they need. So it's an open conversation. And it's important to have another set of people. So when I feel that way, sometimes I talk to another person and try to get an understanding and see my part and so forth. And it seems to work out well. And, you know, the other thing is I'll read from the people I help, whether it's a formal sponsor or just through outreach, I get a lot of thank yous. And one of the things I've personally worked on is usually when I get a thank you or a compliment, I'm quick to make a joke or pass it away. But at least I've gotten better to start with a thank you. Then I go in and explain to people how much sponsoring helps the sponsor. And it keeps me focused on the moment. And I think that's key. And once I had that revelation, I'm now the one in the meetings saying that I'm available to be a 12-day sponsor. I'm available for outreach. Because I know how difficult it is for the person on the other end, first to get out of their comfort zone and ask for help. And then for me, feeling rejected when it doesn't come. So I think it's important both ways. And it doesn't mean you have to raise your hand and say, I'm available to sponsor full time. It could be, you know what, I don't have time, but let's talk and we can get you going. So, you know, when I look back at my year and a half, and the reason why I started with that quote, because the bottom line is until August of last year, I was a student that wasn't ready. And once I became ready and focused on it, teachers appeared. And sometimes you get a teacher that there's not a fit, so you look for a transfer. Or the course is a little different, you look for a transfer. You don't change schools because you're still going for that degree that you wanted, but you get to that teacher that's going to help you. You know, and reaching out, sponsor doesn't have to be local. You know, why else would I be talking and reaching out to people? Why else would I be talking at a joint in-group meeting out of the Carolinas? In fact, I got one of my sponsees from a referral from someone in the Piedmont in-group after I had a conversation with them in Charlotte. And a lot of it is word of mouth and how you're talking to people. So I encourage that. I encourage people to speak up. I encourage people to behind the scenes, look at these lists, reach out to trusted people, see if they know someone, and lean on the program to help you find that right sponsor. And once you do, once you find a sponsor, don't feel obligated to stay with that sponsor. Sponsorship is temporary. People understand that. So with all that, today, I'm more than 180 pounds lighter than I was when I came into the program. Of the 8 or so medications that I was taking, I'm left with 1 high blood pressure pill, and that's only because my cardiologist is stubborn and he wants me to get off of it slowly, so hopefully in a few weeks I'll be off of that. And so that's where I am today. Tomorrow, some of you know, I'm going skydiving. So that is my story. And I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't end it with, if somebody's looking for a sponsor and they need help finding one, I put my phone over there and I'm happy to help. So thanks for letting me speak today.
Awesome. Thank you. Great story.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you.